damn, you took two of my minutes. First of all, I want to just say, give thanks to God for my being here and to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to thank the Alabama State Lectureship Committee for having me here. And I want to thank, in particular, the Northwest Church of Christ, the host congregation, and also Brother John Branch. And I want to say before I get started today that I'm glad to have my wife with me today, too. I'm going to give some recognition to her. And especially if the Lord blesses us to see June the 12th, we'll hit 50 years of marriage. Isn't that wonderful? All right. I tell them all the time, June is my month. I said, June the 3rd is my birthday. June the 5th is my church anniversary. And June the 12th is my wedding anniversary. So we got June sewed up. I just want to say, too, that in keeping with the time, I'm gonna try to do my best to stay with it. And y'all give me a signal if it's when my time is up. If you notice in our lesson, our theme is what said the scripture. What said the scripture? And then my assigned topic is giving from the heart. I don't think they could have given that to a better man. That fits me good. Because my wife always tell me if we ever win a lump sum from somewhere, she gonna get her first. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, she always tell me she won't get hers off the top. She said, "Cause look like you just give everything away." Thank you. I want to say this too, that most of us are good at giving. Most of us are good at giving. I say most of us. You got some stingy people too. But most of us are good at giving, but everyone who gives does not give from the heart. I'm going to be working on that for the next few moments and all. Giving from the heart. And Tim brought out one of the scriptures that I'm going to bring up, and that is John 3:16. You talk about giving from the heart. Bible said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in him shall not perish but shall have everlasting life. And he did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but he sent him into the world to save the world." When I look at Ephesians chapter 2, beginning by verse 8, I see what God, speaking through the Apostle Paul, says, "For by grace are you saved, through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For you are his workmanship, created unto Christ Jesus unto good works." Am I not right? I just want you to just follow along with me for a few moments, and I might say a few things that might shock the devil at you. If you got him in you, I hope we can shock him at you. I know some of y'all thought I was going to say hell. In 1 Samuel, some of you might can recall when Israel chose their first king. Yes, sir. Now, I'm going to tell y'all from like the kids said, from Jump Street, I can't be jumping them down there like Tim was a while ago. Tim got long legs. He can just step on down there. But I just want to let you know, in 1 Samuel, you remember when Israel chose their first king, and they chose their first king. But the Bible tells me when God sent Samuel to Jesse's house to look for the next king. Yeah. Bible tells me when he went there, went through the sons of Jesse. But he was looking for the wrong thing. The Bible says in 1 Samuel about 16 and 7, "But the Lord said unto Samuel," he said, look not on his countenance. He said, on the what? The height of his stature. Because I have refused him. For the Lord see it not as man see it. For man see it on the outward appearing, but the Lord looks on the heart. Folks, before my assigned topic is giving from the heart, and I'm trying to establish one thing first. If I can get you to see plainly that you what the heart is and where you ought to be giving from, get your physical giving is going to be all right because your heart is right. If I can get my heart right towards God and start getting people to see where they ought to love the Lord your God with all your heart, body, mind, and soul and strength. If you can see that, then it wouldn't be no problem for you to give. Bible tell me, you know what the scripture says in Matthew about the 5th chapter and by verse 8, Jesus, in preaching about the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Am I not right? In Matthew 15 and 7, Jesus said, you hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draw nigh unto me with their mouth, and they honor me with their lips. He said, but their hearts are far from me. Verse 9, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. God is looking for a pure heart, and God is looking for a heart that loves him. If I can put my whole heart into the Lord, it's going to be when that collection plate come around, I'm going to give right, because my heart is right. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Some of you might can recall, in Matthew, it's the same 15th chapter and verse 15. The Bible said, then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us this parable. The Bible said that, and Jesus said, are you also yet without understanding? Do you not yet understand that whatsoever entering in at the, don't y'all gonna hit me out? Whatsoever entering in at the mouth, go it into the belly, our stomach. Yeah, that's all right. He say, and it's what? And it's cast out into the drought. He said, cast out into the waste. Y'all remember saying that? You know, it go into the belly and it's cast out into the waste. Now, if you can see that part, then you ought to see the other part. He said, but these things proceed from the mouth. The things that proceed from the mouth come forth from the heart. What you say with your mouth come forth from your heart. Y'all don't hear me, do you? You know how some people say, you sorry, no good, good for nothing, rascal, you. You know how some people talk like that? And then after they finish saying, I'm just saying, using that for a little example. Some of y'all say some rougher things than that. but they say some nasty things to you. And once they say the nasty things to you, they say, oh, please, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. A thousand apologies, but I'm so sorry for saying. No, you said it because what? It came forth from your heart. It was in your heart all the time. And that's why you don't like me no way. You know, and the Bible states over in the book of Luke chapter 10, and about verse 25, he said, behold, a certain lawyer, y'all know about this, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted Christ and tried to make trial of Christ. The Bible says, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, in other words, and then this man said that you got to love the Lord. The lawyer said, you got to love the Lord your God with all your heart. I'm not talking about this heart. You got to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. Now, that's the way you got to love the Lord. If you can get a person to see how that they ought to love the Lord, then it won't be no problem for passing the plate around. I'm consistently emphasizing this because this is the most vital point. In Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 9 and 10, the Bible says, honor the Lord without substance. Honor the Lord without substance and with the first fruits of all of thine increase. He says, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty. He said, and your presence shall burst out with new wine. Some people ought to give because they might get some new wine. Y'all know what I'm talking about? But he said, you give unto the Lord and the Lord will give back unto you. Man said, can you hear me now? In Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 24 and 25. Look at here. He said, there are ears that scatter it and yet increase it. You know how it is if you're sowing some seeds and all. If you keep on planting a whole lot of them, you're going to get a whole lot of crop coming back. Oh, y'all don't hear me. He's saying, there is that scatter it and yet increase it. And there is that where withhold it more than is meat, but tend it to poverty. He's saying, the liberal soul, y'all get this now, the liberal soul shall be made. That's what I when looking at this, I said, maybe that's why the, looking around. Maybe that's why our brothers are not giving good enough. Because some think that a liberal soul should be made fat. They say, I'm going to die. And if I give too much, I might get fat. Y'all don't hear me, do you? Y'all don't. The Bible, you know the story about the widow's mite. And you know about how the rest of them gave up of their abundance, but she gave all she had. And what did she do? She gave from her heart. Gave from her heart. And the Bible say, and you know the story about Ruth. You know the story about Ruth. I'm just dealing with the heart for right now. In a few moments, I'll be where y'all want me to be. Some of y'all want me to be on that money. But the Bible say, Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you. But where you go, I will go. And where what? Where you go, I will go. And then say, she going to say that your God will be my God. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Am I not right? Ruth what? Has some love in her heart. And baby, if we can get that love in our heart, we can do some great things. Got a little ways to go because I got something I want to share with you. Because I told you, the one thing about the Lord, he can't lie. The Lord can't lie. If the Lord say you give, and it will be given unto you, what? Good measure. Isn't that right? The Bible states over in the book of Luke. In the book of Luke, the Bible says about 6 and 38. The Bible says in Luke 6 and 38, he said, give. He said, give, and it shall be given unto you a good measure. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. Oh, y'all don't hear me. How many of y'all got foot tubs at home? And y'all don't know what a foot tub is, do you? Tim, they got all these washing machines and stuff. Now, they don't know nothing about no foot tub. But a foot tub is a little small tub, and so round, and just so high. But I was just thinking that using this for an illustration, if someone were to come in here with a wheelbarrow full of cotton, and tell you all the cotton that you can get in this foot bucket. All right. I'll give you $50 for each ball you get in there. Yeah. Now, what would you do? Would you just pick it up off the ground and just drop it in there and walk away? Yeah. No, what would you do? I'll shake it a little bit. Yeah. I'll press it down a little bit. And then, you know what else I'll do? The other thing I'll do is I get the heaviest person around me to step on it for me. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I get the heaviest person around where to press it down. Because I know the more I give. And I'm telling you, I got something to share with you in a minute. I'm telling you, if you give right to the Lord, he's going to give back to you. Bible say in 2 Corinthians 9 and 6. Tell y'all I'll be here. In 2 Corinthians 9 and 6, it said, but this I say, he which give sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he that give what? Bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purpose in his heart, so let him what? So let him give, not grudgingly, or of necessity. For God loves a cheerful giver. I'm cheerful, y'all. But God loves a cheerful giver. Folks, I'm telling y'all, this is some heavy stuff here. I want to just share some with you for the next few moments. I don't want to forget about what the Lord has done for me in my life and how the Lord has brought me out. Sometimes, you know, some of you know what it's like to struggle, and you know what it's like to go through some hardships and some hard times. I'm from a family of 11, and I was the second oldest. And boy, we have some pretty rough situations and some pretty hard times. But God is able to bring you out. God, the Lord brought me out. We was in that big family, and sometime we had, we raised up chickens in the, all this one, even in my subject right here. But I just want to inject this thought here. You know, we had all of the things of life look like right there at us. We lived next door to another family with about 14. Yeah, I mean, you talking about big families and little yards, and then had no paved roads nowhere. Holes all in a row. We had a hard time. But can God bring you through some hardships? The God that I know can bring you through some hardships. And the Bible let me know that God was going to bring me out. Then I thank God. I told y'all me and my wife was going to be married in about 50 years. And what you don't know is that we had a little rough when we first got started. I didn't have no car to ride in. I had to walk to my job. I didn't have things like other folks had. But the Lord blessed me and bought me out. The Lord bought us I never shall forget our address. Our address was 1821 in the first house we lived in. And my wife was 18 and I was 21. Don't forget, I just want to share this with you. You know, I'm talking about if you give to the Lord right, he'll do right by you. I was thinking about just a little while ago, just a few months ago. I was riding along about to approach and get on Highway 59 and 20, about to go downtown Birmingham. And as I stopped for the traffic light, I had somebody that pull up on the side of me over on my right side. This was a white gentleman, and he was about 40 years of age, might have been a little younger, but he had tears in his eyes. And I let down my window. He said, "Sir, can you help me a little bit?" He said, "Can you just, I don't want much. Can you spare $2? He said, "Can you spare $2? He had tears in his eyes. He said, "Can you spare $2? He said, "I'm trying to get some gas, and I've asked 4 people already, and everybody turned me down." I almost bring tears to my eyes just thinking about it. And boy, and when he said that, you know what I did? I just reached back in my back pocket. The light got his head up for a minute and gave him a bill out across the window. I know he wanted to get out and hug me, but I had to go. But you know one thing? I'm thinking about Hebrews about 13:2. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertain angels unaware. Isn't that all right? You know, I told you gave me the right subject. Gave me the right subject because I'm thinking about, I worked for the phone company for about 36 years. And I worked for the phone company for about 36 years and never shall forget one day I was on the side of Elmwood Cemetery. And on the side of Elmwood Cemetery, I saw a lady walking down the side of Elmwood Cemetery with her little boy. And they was both carrying bags of grocery. Had to stop once in a while and put them down to get a little rest. And as they was coming my way, I saw a need. And when they, as they was coming to me, I went just a little bit by the middle ways of that aisle there, and I laid some bills all up and down there. I'm going to tell you how much. I laid some bills all up and down that area where I knew they was going to be walking. And when they walked, I turned around, and I was working in my cross box. While I was working in that box, I can hear the little boy scream, "Oh, Mama, look what we got here." And then Mama started hollering, "Oh, look at him." And they were hollering, that made me feel good. To know that I helped somebody in a time of need. Didn't have no car. I don't know how rough it was in their life. But I know one thing, God blessed me, enabled me to help them. I was thinking, I can't help but to reminisce and think back about 1992. Thinking about the time I went over to Africa with Brother Eugene Prince. He might be in here. Yeah. Went over to Africa with Brother Eugene Prince, and we went over there and stayed about a couple of weeks and all. And you know one thing? Ever since I had that experience with those folks, I can't help but to keep on sending them something. Yeah. And Brother Prince is still doing a great job of that right now, doing all he can to help them. It's good to help somebody. It's good to help somebody because you give unto God. And he'll give unto you. Press down. Running over. Shall men give into your bosom. All y'all say, "Well, Al, I don't know about that, but I know about him. I know what God say is true." I can't help but to reminisce, thinking back when I was working for the phone company. How one day they came around. Going through some hardships now. But God can help you out in your times of trouble. God can help you out in your time of need. And I can't help but to reminisce and think back while we was there. They had a man come around. Our foreman told us, "Look, we got a letter here. And they wanted to know anybody who's been working around any asbestos." Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Any of y'all been working around any asbestos? If you've been working around that, we want you to fill out some forms and what have you. I got something to tell y'all. And we want you to fill out some forms and all. And we fill out those forms, and a lot of guys wouldn't do it. They say, ain't none of that stuff. But thank God, God was in my mind. And I fill out everything they asked me to fill out. You know one thing? And they had us going to this doctor and that doctor over there and had us going to all these doctors. And I thought I was through going to doctors. And they told me, you're going to have to go to one more doctor. You're going to have to go to a doctor out there in Texas. I went to a doctor out there, and I didn't mind that flight. That was a good flight, you know, but I was going there with good intentions. But when I got up there, the woman, the nurse, had me to blow into a little container here. Had a little wheel on it. I don't know if it had a mouse on it, but had a little wheel on it. But she had me to blow into this, had me to blow it. Look, y'all got to get this now. Had me to blow into that container. And you know what? And me thinking if I blow too hard now, they might not get nothing. So I just went. And now, and she said, no, she said, no, no, that won't do it. You got to blow harder. And she said, blow again. I went. And then after she had me to do that, and then she went back and told the doctor, he's just not doing it right. He's not doing it right. And the doctor came, he's a big old tall doctor. He came up with his arm all folded back up. Say, he's about tall as Tim then. And he come with his arm all folded up and smile and say, look, if you were, our main objective is to get you some money. If you don't blow harder than that, you won't be able to get nothing. Boy, y'all know this third time? This third time? Boy, I went, you know, hey, but I'm telling you, you give unto God and he'll give unto you. And after a little while went back, I got to tell y'all this last part and I'll be concluding. This last part here is that when all of this had transpired and I was thinking that, oh, this is just a fluke. Nothing come of this. A little while later, maybe a month or so later, we got a little change. I don't tell you how much it was, but got a little change. And then when it got that little bit there, made about $1,500. But a little bit later on, they sent us another one. We shouted. When they sent us another one, my wife and I, we both shouted. Hallelujah. And then a little bit later on, they sent us another big one and said, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Pressed down and shaken together. Some men giving you a bosom. I declare, I know God's word is true. I don't mind helping somebody. And when I know that you got a lot of crooks out there. You got a lot of fraudulent fellas out there that I always want to get over on you. One trying to get over on me this morning. And I said, oh, no, not you, not today. Not today. But you know one thing, the Lord will bless us. One thing about it, you know, I was thinking about it, and I overlooked this one point, and I don't want to leave until I inject this thought to you. You know, it says when you've been in church for as long as I have, and preaching as long as I have, to be in a church, and while you're in church, you see some of the leading brothers, fold up a couple of dollars, turn them over in the hand and drop them in the plate. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all getting quiet on me now. Look, and then you got some of them that will, when the plate come around, they thump the basket. Put the hand in there, thump the baskets and stuff like that. But one thing I learned, that God knows all the secrets. God knows all the secrets. You think you're getting over on the church. You have not gotten over on God. God sees all. And God knows all. One thing the Bible tell me, that the Lord a long time ago in the book of Revelation, the Bible tell me in the book of Revelation how that God told each one of the seven churches, I know your works. He told Ephesus, I know your works. Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Told all seven of them, I know your works. You might be getting over on the members, but you can't get over on me. I gave you 2 minutes back. Thank y'all kindly.